went ahead and pulled an oracle card for you because I had the time. And I forget the name of the card now, but I am going to email it to you along with everything it says in the book. Because this wonderful woman who produced these cards, they're actually quite extraordinary. But it basically talks about that this is a time for you to have courage and to understand you're basically going up to higher levels. And in higher levels, things aren't, not that they're not pretty, but they're not in like little linear order where like you're playing a board game and you can just kind of follow along. It's more so about trusting the light and trusting your empowerment of the light. And I'll send you a copy of everything that that she has in this book. So then I had more time on my hand when I was trying to get the Zoom to come up. So I pulled another card again for you, and I got going beyond normal. And so it's the same kind of energy, and I thought, hey, let's just have fun with this. So I pulled a third card, and I got going beyond normal. I'll send all this to you. I'll send you pictures and everything. But I got going beyond normal again. And so it's really about letting go of the need for things to look linear, letting go of the need for things to follow the flow of your expectations when you first arrived at adulthood, or even when you first arrived at the matrimony agreement. And the strong feeling I have, okay, here's what I want to go back to what I was saying. And I said, let's start with like the really positive stuff. The really positive stuff is you are on a fantastic path. And I just see good fortune. I see good fortune kitty cats, those white good fortune kitty cats from like the Chinese or Buddhism or whatever it is. I just see good fortune kitty cats like actually chasing you. Like you don't have to chase them. They're actually running after your car chasing you. And I feel very strongly about that, that you're just gonna just fall into the lap of luxury. I don't know in terms of if it's like finances, but what I feel very strongly, it's in terms of happiness. Like the happiness, like, and I see you actually like, you know how like kids will take all the pillows and they'll just bounce around on a bed. I actually energetically see that for you, where you're just like falling on like the pillows, like these big, huge, fluffy pillows, and you're bouncing up and down like you get it. And there's just so much like bliss from within. That it's almost like they can say, okay, we're going to have a nuclear attack tomorrow kind of thing. And it'd be like, okay, whatever's in divine order. And in the sense that like you so have found your happy place, your Zen spot, like you've arrived. It just could not be better in that perspective. Now, as far as your honey, I do feel like there's potentiality. I don't feel like it's a closed book. I feel like the book hasn't finished being written. And that's where the trust comes in. And I don't mean the trust that he's 100% for sure gonna turn around. What I mean is that the trust that everything's gonna work out for your divinely highest and best good. And it's almost like a book that hasn't finished being written. But that as you choose, and I know this may not be the linear answer you're looking for, but what they're saying is like, as you choose to go for broke in terms of honoring you, in terms of following your path, there's actually a chance that he's gonna come along because he's gonna be like, crap. You know, I have to do this. Like I try to avoid this, but now they're having these spiritual meetings in my living room so I can hear him even if I go into the den. I'm gonna have to, like, the energy is affecting me even if I'm trying to tune it out. That kind of thing, because it's just gonna be so, my feeling is you are getting to him, and it's almost like he's trying to pretend he doesn't see, like, I can't see you, I can't hear you, but it is affecting him, because you guys are so connected. You guys are so connected, and it's like he can't help but understand how good it looks like on you. Like he does, it's almost like you started losing weight and you got an exercise program and he's sitting on the couch drinking beers and he's not interested, he doesn't want to be involved, but he's noticing you're losing weight, you're getting in shape. It's like, oh crap, that actually looks good. I probably should do that one of these days. It's kind of like that. He's going to be a really slow starter. It's going to be much longer than you think. And that's what they're saying, to really drop the expectations of how it, and this is what's a little bit hard, to drop the expectations of how it works out, to keep going forward on your path, because they're just so delighted with you. I mean, they're just so tickled with you. And to trust that everything is going to work out in divine timing. And it is going to look different than you suspect it would in terms of a linear thing. Like, you're going to look like, for black and white. Okay, Nicole, what's the bottom line? Black or white? Yes or no? And they're saying, you know, give it time and trust that everything works out. And it's kind of like, but I want to know, and I want to know now. And they're like that. And it has something also to do with your spiritual growth, because that's not, how do I say this? It's like doing the right thing, not focused on the results, but focused on the fact that, when I say doing the right thing, meaning like follow your spiritual guidance, your lead, your advancement, which is unfolding, and not to look for results, but just because as you do that, you can simply trust in divine timing, everything unfolds exactly the way it's supposed to be. So it's almost like giving him to spirit and being like, well, I'm going on, and you know, I know everything will work out. One moment, please. You've got some good stuff ahead of you. Oh my gosh. I've got like Las Vegas kind of winning kind of stuff. You've got like really good stuff coming. And they're saying follow it. They're saying that there's going to be stuff where even like logically it really doesn't make sense, but they're saying like go out of the cookie cutter. Yeah, I get that. Go out of the cookie cutter. Trust it, even if logically it makes no sense at all. Because that's what you're learning how to do. You're learning how to live large, is what they're saying. Yeah, I got that, power of attraction. You're learning how to live large, and you're learning how to live from the voice of spirit. And it doesn't make sense to ego. If you look at, and I don't know who they're talking about, but you're looking at some of these like extraordinary, successful, big players. I don't know if it's like a Richard Branson, but that kind of energy. They're saying they do things that if you went to business school, they would say no down the line. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Well, the Richard Bransons of the world did it anyway because they were guided by spirit. It's that kind of energy. You know, so the cards I'm getting for you is like Sacred Fool. I'm getting, you know, going beyond what's normal, and to trust that. To trust that you just got like lucky. I see leprechauns and you know, we don't want to sit in your car now because it sounds so good. You got like leprechauns.
It's pretty rude. Yeah,
I know. You know, you got leprechauns and you got like four leaf clovers surrounding you. I don't feel like it's totally lost with him. I know it looks like it, I'm sure. But he is paying attention. He's resisting it. I mean, he's resisting it with everything he's got. But it's sort of like you can run, but you can't hide. I don't know the final outcome, but I do know that you're going to be totally at peace. You're really going to be in a good spot. I really do feel, and say your name one more time.
Erin.
Yeah, you land on top. You land on top. So, I mean, here's the bottom line, to give you a very linear answer. It either is going to work out, and it's going to work out in a way that the energies are going to shift. So it's going to be like user friendly for who you are today. Or if you parted ways, it's still going to be user friendly, that it won't be like a conflictual thing. It'll be like, I still see like the whole family hugging each other, loving each other. Like either way, I feel very strongly that it all just works out. I mean, it really does. I know it's like, but there is a time period where they're saying, you just keep doing what you got to do and just know that everything's working out for everyone's best and highest good. And it really is. It really is. He's a slow starter, but he's not totally clueless. I mean, he's playing clueless, but he isn't.
Okay, so we are intending to have a conversation with each other tonight, and I think I've been kind of back and forth about, you know, I'm letting myself be open to guidance about, you know, what I meant to say or what I meant to listen and what presence I meant to bring. So is there any guidance for what I need to bring to that conversation?
Okay, one moment, please. hold on, please. And say your name first.
Erin.
And say it one more time, please.
Erin.
And say it one more time.
Erin.
Yeah. I would call on light. I would call on the light to envelop the whole house. And so you can actually do this ahead of time. In other words, visualize like divine light filling up the living room, wherever you're having this conversation. Actually filling up the living room, calling on your spirit guides, his spirit guides, to be present and to have the conversation be in the highest vibration possible. To see, I'm looking at like fairies, like calling on angelic help. And so that's what's going to create the miracle opportunities. In other words, and this is, you know, I give this advice, Erin, but, you know, my husband will be the first person to tell you I don't follow it always. But in terms of the more that you can speak from the heart, rather than, you know, what he's doing wrong or, you know, putting the blame, you know, more so of allowing everyone to have freedom for everyone to be happy. Because the freedom is going to sound inviting to his soul. And it doesn't mean freedom from the marriage contract as much as like freedom for happiness, because everybody wants happiness. And that's something that everyone can agree on. It's like, oh yes, I'm like, I'm listening now. I want to be happy. So that's what you're interested in, you know, just the happiness for everybody. Because that's going to open him up, because I see him being like, okay, she's going to tell me what's wrong with me or whatever. And he's very closed. So when it comes from a conversation of, you know, how can we all be happy? Well, you know, even I could see like my son being like, okay, I'll even participate in that conversation because maybe amiibos are involved or something. But it's just it opens the heart chakra. The heart chakra gets opened again. So that's the first thing. Put light in the room. Call on everyone's angels, angelic committees to be present. Have it be a communication of creating happiness. Okay, and so there's one more thing they want to tell you. And say your name again, please.
Erin.
And say his name, please.
Jeff.
And say his name one more time, please.
Jeff.
I got totally blindsided because I thought you were going to say another name. And my feeling is there's an energy in his life that perhaps, the reason I thought that was the person's, your husband's name, is I feel like there's another energy that's maybe influencing him in his choices. It's not of like the highest vibration. I mean, I don't mean that he's like dealing drugs or anything, but it's just influencing him just in a negative vantage point. And it does have a good influence on him because I could feel the energy of this other person. Okay, so let's figure out how we can shift that. One moment, please. And say his name one more time, please.
Jeff.
It affects his thoughts. It affects how he thinks about things. I don't know what it is. It feels almost like a childhood influence. So what I mean by that is the energy just gets in there and affects him. It's almost like you agree with someone else's way of thinking just because they've always been there and you just kind of always assume they're right. And you just almost get lazy about thinking for yourself because it's almost like peer. I'm not saying it's necessarily a friend, it could be a relative or something, but it's almost like that peer group stuff that you just kind of get led by the influence of the peer group. That's how it feels to me, and I feel like that's actually having a negative effect on his wanting to go into the light. Because it's almost like, you know, not the couch potato, but just in terms of growth, it feels like the energy is pulling him away from that to try a higher approach. That really is affecting things, to be honest. Okay, so let me figure out what we can do about that. One moment, please. Sorry, guys, but really want to help here if we're able to. Erin, and say your name one more time, please.
Erin.
And say his name again, please.
Jeff.
simply just do a prayer and ask that if there are any associations or any energies in his life that are not supporting his highest and best good or his highest or best the welfare of he and or your relationship, for spirit to bring it to his attention. Because I can promise you, if you say it, it will not be well received, even if you know who I'm talking about. Because I can't tell you the power of prayer in terms of going in the back door, because he'll just be defensive. But if you just pray for it to come to his awareness, he'll know exactly what you're talking about. He really will, if spirit brings it upon his attention. So I'm so glad that we took that further step, because I really feel that that's going to be a major factor. It's something that it's just very close. It's a relative. It's a friend from. It's something that's just been there forever. So it just never dawns on
them. Don't worry, I know exactly. I know exactly what it is.
Okay, that's a big key here. That's a big factor on final outcome. So do your prayer work. Do your prayer work behind the scenes, just asking his spirit guides to bring that to his wisdom. If it's for his best and highest good, you know, because you want it all to be for his best. I'm convinced it is for his best and highest good. So they will intervene on your behalf. So let's just tune into him one more time before we depart and say his name again, please.
Jeff.
Oh my God, he feels so much lighter. He feels so much lighter after we did that. So it's already working. It's already. I don't know that you'll receive the results by tonight, because I feel like he'll keep it private for a while. I don't think he'll talk about it. But keep doing that prayer work. It's very powerful. And I really do feel like that's the thing that moves him in the positive direction. No matter how it plays out, I really do feel like it's for his best and highest good that shifts, regardless. Okay, and I'll leave you with that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Thank you, you're so welcome,
sweetheart.
God bless you.
Uh-huh, you too, honey. Okay, Lewis, any questions? He's good. Okay, so we will close. Indeed, we would like to bring the wisdom of our last channeled message to everyone's heart and to the for the best and highest good of all. In other words, you have the power of prayer. Now, please do not limit this to the idea that if you do not belong to your favorite Christian association or church, you cannot participate. In other words, what you are doing is using your co-creative power, your ability to work magic, your understanding that in truth, you are not helpless, you are not victims, you are not innocent. You are not innocent to the energies of the times, or innocent bystanders. This is what we were trying to communicate, but that you are one with the whole. And this is the reason why prayer is so powerful. You are not separated from your beloveds. You are not separated from those that you are having karmic relationships with, whether they be marriage, whether they be boss-employee relationship. You see, it's still a karmic relationship. And because you are one, because you have been drawn together for the purposes of working out karma, of working out spiritual lessons in dharma, there is strength in numbers. In other words, when you lend your energetic support for there to be divine intervention, for there to be the cause or signaling of the light to enter the Holy Communion of marriage, because in truth, all relationships are a form of marriage, are they not? It is two hearts coming together for the purpose of awakening. So as you bridge the gap of separation, the belief that I exist up to the end of my physicality and you exist over there, you bridge the awareness of your future. In truth, there is no separation. There is only oneness. That is why you are such powerful light workers and so important to the cause. As you wake up to the light, as you establish victory of light over darkness, as you establish your holy power and truth, so do you signal to all the other beautiful light workers on your planet that it is time to awaken, and in a sense, you lend your energetic support. Understand? Because the mirage of separation is coming to an end. The more you employ these tools, the more that you engage in this thought and awareness, the further your energies and capabilities will expand, because you are empowering and blessing this holy awareness with your truth, with your awareness. And you are serving the light, you're serving the whole, you are serving love. We surround you with our light and our blessings and our support. Please remember, you do not walk this path alone. You walk with all the beautiful awakened lights. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.